This is the heartland of Roman Catholicism. The church has more than 1 billion followers worldwide. But now the Vatican is besieged by allegations of sexual abuse and of a cover-up by senior clergy, as well as questions about Pope Benedict and his role when he was still Cardinal Joseph Ratzinger. Peter Isley was sexually abused by a priest when he was 13. That prompted him to help establish a victim support group in the United States. He's come to Rome for answers.
That's why we're here, to say, look, these men in our community who belong, our fellow survivors, they deserve an answer from you. You have to talk to them.
They especially want answers about then-Cardinal Ratzinger and his involvement in the transfer of a priest who abused some 200 deaf American children 30 years ago.
If he's not able to answer convincingly and clearly, the evidence which is mounting in these cases, how is he going to be able to discipline and change anything? You know, he can't.
So far, the Pope has apologized for abuses in Ireland. Elsewhere in Europe, including in the Pope's native Germany, allegations of past abuses have also surfaced. Ratzinger served as Archbishop of Munich from 1977 to 1982. He approved the transfer of a pedophile priest, Peter Hülemann, to the Munich Archdiocese for psychotherapy. It's unclear if he knew that the priest was allowed back into the parish and again had contact with children. The Vatican says Ratzinger didn't know. Jesuit priest Godehard Brüntrup is a professor of philosophy at the Munich Jesuit College.
I cannot see that there's a direct responsibility of by Ratzinger for the reassignment of Hülemann to pastoral work, maybe an indirect one, because that's where the buck stops, so to speak.
But the Pope is also known for toughening up the laws against sexual abuse in the church. Still, questions remain from his time as head of the Vatican's main office of doctrine and why Cardinal Ratzinger chose not to discipline or to defrock the American priest, the Reverend Lawrence Murphy. Francis Rocca, Vatican correspondent for the Religion News Service, says he believes the Pope is aware of the implications of these cases.
I expect him to address the German situation specifically as he did the Irish. And I'll bet you that you will see some kind of language that will, using very, very papal rhetoric, acknowledge that the way that bishops were dealing with it in 1980... or thereabouts, when he was in that role, was, we now know, not the best way.
For many, papal rhetoric will not be enough.
That's just simply not good enough. They need to start using words that describe these things and what they've done about it.
Observers like Rocca think there will be a positive side.
I think, on balance, it will be positive in the sense that it is stimulating a recognition beyond the shores of the United States, beyond the shores of North America, in Europe, and then eventually, I think, all over the world, that this needs to be dealt with better.
Many say new directives from the Vatican on allegations of abuse will be the first result. Sonia Pace, VOA News, Rome.